Hi, it's Dave. So Tesla just reported Q1 earnings today, and they reported record profits of over $1 billion in non-GAAP income. However, there were a few confusing items in the financials, and I wanted to spend this video unpack the financials of Q1 and specifically look at a few items that might be raising some questions. The first one is there was a sale of Bitcoin. The second one was there was high regulatory credits. And number three, there were increasing operating expenses. So we're going to unpack the financials, trying to gauge the health of Tesla's business this quarter and also going forward. So first, let's look at Q1 actual expenses, which is our finances, which is in green right here. The yellow column is my estimated expenses that I shared in a video yesterday. I also updated it last night a bit too. So here's what's going on. Automotive revenues, this is the amount of money Tesla brings in with car sales and leasing, is $9 billion. So right on what we expected. Now, regulatory credits, I was expecting 350 because it's hard to tell. It's really a hit or miss game. But Tesla actually reported $518 million in regulatory credits. This was $100 million or so greater than their past previous three quarters. Now, this is good and has pros and cons. The pro is it's showing consistency that Tesla's able to get over $400 million in regulatory credits every quarter. So this is actually quite bullish. However, if you're having a kind of a one-time boost, it's always questionable, like, is this sustainable? Can Tesla actually sustain this? So the question is, yeah, they did over $100 million in extra regulatory credits. However, their automotive gross profit was $2.38 billion. So right around what I expected, but a little bit more because of the regulatory credits. And their gross margin was right around 26.5%, about a percent higher. So the question though is, they've got this extra regulatory credits. So does that kind of boost up, you know, their gross margins and everything? So Zach Kirkhorn, their CFO, actually shared in the earnings call that they actually had a $200 million extra expense for the refresh of the Model S and X in this line item in terms of cost of goods. So what he's saying is that if they didn't have this kind of refresh, if they kind of were producing Model S and X's, this number would actually be $200 million higher. So it actually offsets any increase of regulatory credits. So in my mind, this is fine, right? They had a little bit higher regulatory credits, but they had this additional $200 million expense for switching over to the S and X this past quarter. So this first whole thing of revenue looks good. Now, the second part, they had total revenues. So this is including solar and energy and services of $10.4 billion, right at where I was expecting it, right? And my range was $10 to $11 billion. They had gross profit of $2.2 billion and GAAP gross margin of 21.3%. So up until now, everything is looking great and perfect, actually, with all of the earnings. Operating expenses. Now, Tesla reported $1.621 billion in operating expenses. So this is the first kind of big line item that is different than what I was expecting. So I was forecasting $1.3 billion, and my reasoning was I thought the stock-based compensation for Elon's CEO compensation plan would be much lower this quarter than it was last quarter. However, Tesla actually surprised me by revealing that they had stock-based compensation of almost $300 million for Elon Musk's CEO compensation plan. So here was this chart I was going off of. This is from the accountant at Tesla Motors Club. And he had actually forecasted quarter one, 2021, for Elon's CEO compensation plan to only have $113 million. So for Tesla to do $299 million, that's like $180 or $190 million more than what we anticipated. So this is pros and cons. First, it's going to reduce profitability, GAAP profit this quarter. However, this means that Tesla pulled forward some of the tranches, right? And so that means future quarters won't have as high as CEO compensation as this quarter. And so as you know, Tesla or Elon has 12 tranches, right, that he can qualify for over different time periods and milestones. Okay, so Tesla says this. He says the profit level was reached while incurring stock-based compensation expense attributable to the 2018 CEO award of $299 million in Q1, driven by an increase in market capitalization and a new operational milestone becoming probable. Okay, so if we go back here, that kind of pretty much explains most of this, right? Almost a $200 million increase. So that would be, you know, close to 1.5. So there's still a little bit more that we need to figure out why Tesla's operating expenses was a bit higher than even last quarter, right? So Tesla goes on and Tesla the company, Zach Kirkhorn, the CFO, explains. He says lower ASP or average sales price, increased stock-based compensation, additional supply chain costs, research and development investments, and other items. So all of this stuff is kind of pushing down increasing some of their operating expenses. And then he's saying that Model S and X changeover costs negatively impacted both gross profit as well as R&D expenses. So in the earnings call, Zach Kirkhorn said there was a $200 million hit to cost of goods, which goes into the gross profit. But now he's saying there's actually costs involved with R&D. So these are related to operating expenses, as well as some of this other stuff here like R&D. And in the conference call, Zach Kirkhorn actually explains, he says, hey, we have a lot of stuff going on. We're doing 4680 cell rate development. We're doing structural battery pack development. He also said they're expanding in China and India aggressively. So there's a lot of stuff that Tesla is doing. And so they're not holding back, which is actually a good sign. So that kind of explains a lot of the operating expenses that went higher, $1.6 billion. Now, a few things. I don't expect it actually to be this high next quarter. I expect it to be probably a little lower because Elon Musk's CEO compensation plan should be lower than 300, might go down to even $100 million. So that's a $200 million decrease. Also, there should be less expenses for the S and X, you know, changeover. But on the flip side, there will be one-time expenses for, let's say, the 4680 cell still being ramped. You know, maybe they'll still go on with strong expansion in India and China and other projects. All right, so that's fine, actually. I'm fine with, you know, this number right here, $1.6 billion. So that impacts the net gap income for $438 million and their net income for a non-GAAP basis. So non-GAAP basis, the biggest difference is that you're adding back stock-based compensation to this number. And so that's 1.05. So this was right on dot with my expectation of $1.05 billion in non-GAAP profit. Overall, non-GAAP profit came in right at what we were expecting, around 95 cents, actually 93 cents. And Tesla delivered a fantastic quarter. And I think what this is highlighting is Tesla is showing a lot of people that a surprising thing, that Tesla is actually able to produce a lot of cash and that Tesla has a fantastic business model. All right, a few more things that are questionable or people might raise questions. So the first thing was regulatory credits, which we already answered. Offsetting that was $200 million hit, right? And cost of goods for S and X changeover. So that, you know, is fine. It cancels that out. And then for operating expenses, we know that, hey, there is a big kind of hit of Elon Musk's stock-based compensation plan, right? And further expansion. So that's fine too. That should probably be a little bit lower next quarter. Now, the third thing that people might bring up is, hey, there was a Bitcoin sale. So Tesla shared that they actually sold about $270 million of Bitcoin in Q1. They made about $100 million. And that $100 million goes into actually this profit. And so some people might say, hey, Tesla's getting this artificial profit of $100 million Bitcoin. That's true, but they had artificial or one-time expenses this quarter. And think about it. If you have an entire Model S and X line that isn't producing anything this quarter, it's a huge transition. You have hundreds of million dollars of one-time expenses. Like, that's a big hit this quarter. And so fine, they made $100 million in Bitcoin, but it doesn't make a big difference overall. Overall, to have a non-GAAP income of over $1 billion, like that's the story, right? The story is Tesla is becoming a behemoth, getting $1 billion in non-GAAP net profit, which is crazy in just one quarter. Who would have thought a few years ago that Tesla would be at this place? One more note on the Q1 earnings. Tesla said over a multi-year horizon, we expect to achieve 50% average annual growth in vehicle deliveries. In some years, we may grow faster, which we expect to be the case in 2021. The rate of growth will depend on our equipment capacity, operational efficiency, and capacity and stability of our supply chain. All right, so what Tesla is saying here is, this is the guidance that they gave. They actually didn't tell investors how many cars they expect to deliver in 2021. And I want to kind of share the significance of this. The significance is Tesla in previous years has always shared how many cars they're going to deliver, right, that year. They've always given kind of annual guidance. And for the first time, maybe ever, I don't know in how long, but Tesla hasn't given annual guidance in terms of the exact number. They've given general guidance. Last year, they delivered 500,000 cars. They're saying at least 50% more, so at least 750,000 cars. But they're giving a range, and this is kind of like lowballing in a way. They're saying, hey, we're going to do at least 750,000. The thing is, Tesla delivered almost 200,000 vehicles in Q1, right? At least 185,000. So hitting 750,000 is going to be no problem for Tesla. And so this is actually a fantastic setup. Tesla is getting to this kind of this place where they're learning how to under-promise and over-deliver. And I attribute a lot actually to their CFO, Zach Kirkhorn. And they're basically saying, we're not going to give specific guidance that's so high that we can't meet and just going to disappoint people. We're going to give more generalized guidance. And then we're going to just surprise people with the results, right? I love this approach by Zach, by Elon, and the whole team of Tesla. I think it's turning out to be a fantastic year for Tesla. One of the big kind of items in the earnings call was that Elon shared that Tesla might be able to deliver 1.5 million Model Ys in 2023. I've done a video on this to share the implications. I'm going to share more about this actually in another video because I want to break down kind of a little bit what this means for Tesla this year, next year, and in years coming forward. All right. If you like this video, please like it and subscribe to my channel. We've got a lot of cool stuff coming up. Tomorrow morning, I'm interviewing Rob Maurer from the Tesla Daily Podcast. We're going to be talking about key takeaways from the earnings, trying to get, you know, some different angles on what's going on. And all of these videos can be found on an audio podcast. Just search for Dave Lee on Investing in your favorite podcast player. And lastly, I'm on Twitter. Just find me at HeyDave7. And yeah, we'll carry on the conversation. Hope you're having a great day and a great night. We'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.